This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. This feels like a full show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even though we started at 2:30, it's kind of weird. The Cardinals let us down. 2-hour and 7-minute game. You just can't depend on the boys anymore. Our good friend Matt Pauley's here from the sports department, back from Florida. Welcome home.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to have you.
Good to see you guys.
Good to have you.
Yeah.
All right, I have a thing for you guys.
All right.
We'll keep it to baseball, although you could expand this to all major sports. Who in baseball has the best thing? Is it Boston with the
oh, so like team, not person?
Yes. What team has the best?
I was about to answer Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Who's got the best thing? Is it Wrigley Field? Is it Cardinals Nation?
Gotcha.
Is it the big green monster? Like, who's got the best thing? Pinstripes?
Yeah, probably the Yankees. That's what I would go with. Just the aura that is the New York Yankees. You know, if you go to the Philippines or like insert random country that's nowhere near us and you mention baseball, the only experience those kids have are watching Yankee stuff on YouTube. So I would say the Yankees and just the aura that is everything the New York Yankees.
Man, that is a really great question.
Feel free to use that on Gas House.
Yeah, man. Like, because it could mean so many. Like, I think the green monster is a thing. You know, like it's a. I'm a fan of like unique ballparks that are not symmetrical and they're a little weird.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
where's the one you had to run up?
That was Houston.
Yeah, that was Houston with Taos Hill.
They got rid of that.
Yeah, thankfully, because that was not good for safety. But it was fascinating. I mean, I don't know how I want to go on that, because I mean, I won't use the Yankees because Matt made the good case there. They have the aura. They've got the where they chant the starting lineup's names. Like they
play New York, New York.
Yeah, they got all that. I'm not going Sweet Caroline because that's stupid. I think Wrigley Field's overrated. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's overrated. It doesn't mean it's not good. I still rate it as a fun place to be, and it's cool. But, I mean, green ivy on the walls only goes so far.
Skyline in Pittsburgh?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Even the skyline here is
Behind here is a really cool look.
I think we got number two in the MLB behind Pittsburgh.
It's I think you're right in voting. Like, people have gone through that. I'm gonna have to just go with the monster, because to me it's old, but it's also it impacts the game. It's a part of how you play when you're there. How do you build your lineup? What starting pitchers do you want? Do you want to put your lefty starting pitcher out there? Because if he's not a stud, that's a risky day, because pulled pop-ups can be home runs. So I'll go with that, but there's so many great possibilities there.
The celebrities you see behind home plate in L.A. with the Dodgers, when Mary Hart and whoever else is going to be back
there.
And
that's exempting here, because here, I think this might be one of the top two or three opening days.
Yeah.
You know, when you're thinking about the Clydesdales and the Hall of Famers and the whole thing. So, like, I don't know anybody does it better than here on opening day, and that's not just me blowing smoke. because I've been to a lot of opening days in a lot of places, and I've covered a lot of them, and I've lived in a lot of places, and nothing comes close to this.
Yeah.
And by the way, players from other teams will say that. They sit out there on the rail and watch for a reason, because most places' opening day doesn't look like what it is here.
Rach, I know you're not the sports fan that these guys are, but does something stand out to you?
In all of baseball?
I mean,
I only know what I know, and that's the Cardinals, and I mean, I agree with Wheels. The opening day is just such a spectacle. I had never been to one until I was like 21 years old, and I was like, okay, now I finally know what everybody's talking about. Just like the crush of red downtown.
Yeah. It's Mardi Gras.
It is.
Except for baseball. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Wheels that before spring training, I knew Nolan Arenado. I was a fan. I got it. I've sort of fallen in love with him.
Okay.
Hearing him talk, he's so smart. And he seems, everything he says, he seems reasonable to me. And last night I was watching on MLB, and he was talking about the way I approach practice is I approach it like a game, so that when the games come along, I don't have to ramp up. I'm already right where I need to be. I don't want to start something. I just want to be at something. I just, is he the same way in person or more?
Yeah, he's very... For some reason, people have like this view of him that he's this grouchy grouch.
Difficult.
And he's not.
Well, but he's hard on himself.
Yes.
Which is what it looks like. So when he's mad at himself, when he's struggling, it looks like he's Mr. Grump, but it's only because he wants to be better. You know what I mean? Like, that's a different thing than being a difficult person.
I've never had a negative interaction with him. And my first interaction with him was when he was playing AAA baseball for the Colorado Springs Sky Sox, and I was one of their broadcasters.
Holy crap.
So, and I reminded him about that last year. I was like, you don't remember me, but I was one of your broadcasters at AAA back in the day. And we talked for a while about it. He was really interested in that. So, when you need time from him, he gives it to you. I just, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else you like? You've lived a life that we will never get to live.
Yeah. Look, this whole group of Cardinals, there's very few bad dudes around. I can't, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the postgame show host and I'm on KMOX. Like this, there is not a single person on that team that I don't feel comfortable walking up to and asking, hey, you got 5 minutes for me? And obviously, sometimes they got more important stuff to do. If the question is between going and getting in the cage and getting their work done or talking to me for 5 minutes, they're going to the cage. But if they don't have anything else to do in that moment, every single one of them is going to say yes. It is a really good group of people.
Yeah. I would say that just in general in sports, we overdo how many troublemaker guys we think exist in sports. Because, I mean, I covered the Rams. And that's a big locker room. It's a lot of people. It's 55 guys, 54, 55 guys, 60 if you count practice squad. Almost all of them were awesome. There's almost nobody there that's difficult. The Blues never had a problem with anybody. You know, I've done college sports. I've done the NBA. I've done baseball for years here. And there are just so few difficult people. There are some that are less talkative than others,
sure.
Right? Like, that's a different thing. And that's not necessarily a good or a bad. It's just that's how you are.
Yeah.
But there are just... I think people inflate in their minds the number of guys, the percentage of guys in pro sports that are difficult because there just aren't that many.
Yeah. How does the rest of spring training play out? Meaning, what is there a different focus than the first half?
We're at a point now where guys are going to really be playing deeper into games. We're going to continue to see more and more players get reassigned to minor league camp fairly often. And the results are going to start to matter a little bit because we're going to start to say, okay, what this guy is doing now probably translates a little bit more to what it's going to look like at the start of the regular season. Not can somebody struggle for the next 2 weeks and then all of a sudden opening day hits and a light switch switches and they're fine? Yes, and that will happen. That's going to happen to multiple guys, both from a positive standpoint and a negative standpoint. You see guys kill it in spring and then all of a sudden it's regular season. And it's like, this guy's a AAA player. What in the world is he doing on a major league roster? But generally speaking, from here for the next 2 weeks, because tomorrow marks 2 weeks from opening day, for the next 2 weeks, this is where we can actually start looking at the results, individual player results, and start seeing what that might look like moving forward.
And you'll see, like, if you're watching the game or listening, like today, four or five guys in the lineup played the whole game. Like, a week ago, that wasn't happening. A week ago, they're playing four or five innings and they're gone. And like Ryan Helsley, you'll notice he'll start appearing in the ninth inning or in the eighth inning. The late inning relievers will start appearing later in games. Where up till now, they were getting in the third, fourth, fifth inning because that's when the good players on the other team are still playing and they want to face good on good. So you'll notice that. You'll notice like Miles threw five innings today, which means next time out he's going to probably shoot for six. And that's kind of where they want to be, six or seven, when they get to the regular season as far as your pitch count build up. But yeah, the results thing is really, it's really strange. I'm not trying to pick on Miles, but he's a great example of it. Because if you look at last year in spring training, he had a 2.14 ERA. He was awesome. The year before that, he had a 0.00 ERA in the spring. And if I remember right, he did a bunch of games on the backfields. I think he,
that was the WBC year,
right,
too.
Because he was with the WBC. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yep.
But I mean, like, and the last 2 years in the regular season didn't go well. So good doesn't necessarily mean good, and bad doesn't necessarily mean bad. Literally anything's possible. And that's why if you're concerned, it's great. Hold on to your concern, but start to be concerned with results when the games start counting.
So every year, going back as far as you want to go, there have been players that didn't make the opening day roster who could have or should have. Is it just that I'm more engaged this year? Because it seems like there are more guys that it's going to be a damn shame that they're not in St. Louis on the 27th.
I disagree with you, actually. I think we're at a point now where it's pretty clear who's deserving of making the roster. And guys who get sent to AAA, I don't think they're going to have a gripe. In fact, there's going to be some guys on the opening day roster that if they got sent to AAA, they didn't have a gripe. And there's going to be a shuttle between St. Louis and Memphis this year, especially when it comes to the bullpen. But I think we're at a point now where it's going to take some pretty major movement in these final 2 weeks for some guys to either play off or play themselves onto the roster.
So let's flesh that out, because I think that some of it's been settled, Dave, the guys that you're talking about. Like, if nothing changes, Victor Scott's going to be the center fielder. Like, if he doesn't go into the tank in the next 2 weeks and just stop hitting, there's no way he can't be this. I mean, at this point, the competition between him and Ciani is over. If it was a boxing match, it would have been a knockout. Like, it's not close. And if that's not what it is, that would be the disappointment that you're talking about. And that, to me, would be, again, we don't know what the next 2 weeks hold. If Victor Scott goes 0-for-15 and strikes out 9 times and botches 4 plays in the outfield, he might play his way out of that. But even if he stinks for 2 weeks, he's just been so much better than Ciani and has so much more upside. I can't see an argument for Ciani at this point over him. I guess there are other ways they could go. Like, they could decide we'll keep Kopierniak as a backup and play Newt in center every day. But they're not going to do that. I just don't think that's in the realm of possibilities.
How are we feeling about Contreras at first? How's he look?
Great.
Yeah, he's been fine.
Yeah, he's hitting it. He looks like a natural first baseman over there. I didn't see him not make a play in my month down there.
Yeah.
So,
look, I want to say this.
I know what you're going to say.
And when you're a catcher,
there we go.
A day at first base is a day off.
That was worse than I thought you were going to say.
It is. It's a day off. It's so much easier than the catching position. Everything is. Like, what's the most difficult play at first base? Probably scoop on a throw. I think the bigger difficulty is when you have to come off the bag and make a tag, like catch the ball coming off the bag and make the tag.
Pitcher covering at first, where you underhand the moving target.
Yeah, but you're fine on that one. That's just underhand flip to on a timing thing. But I think it's either the scoop or it's the ball coming off the bag. But the one coming off the bag is not an everyday play, right? The everyday play that's difficult is the scoop. What do you do nonstop all day when you're catching? You're catching throws from 60 feet, by the way, not 120 feet from shortstop to first base, at high velocity, and some of them you're scooping them out of the dirt. Like, you literally spend your whole life doing that. So you have that hand-eye coordination. You have that skill built up. The questions will be like things like turning double plays.
Yeah.
Do you have the right footwork for that to do it efficiently? That's stuff that will be more of a challenge. But he's an athlete, right? A lot of catchers are not. He's an athlete. And by the way, you know, Yadi was a good first baseman, too. You just never wanted to play him there because he was such a good catcher. You know, he was so good defensively, it was a waste to put him anywhere else. I think guys that have that skill set can handle first base without too much trouble.
Good. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, buddy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
424 DG, Asim KMOX. Lisa Story on Facebook says, Dave, you remind me of my 3.5-year-old grandson rocking back and forth when he has to go potty.
Well,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Just make a drinking game out of it.
Now, I didn't think of this before, but do you do that when you're on stage, like when you're with your band? Or are you more stationary?
No, I don't actually. But that's because there's so many things to do when I'm on stage.
I got you. Yeah.
And when I do stand up, which you guys have seen me do several times, I don't stand in one place and rock back and forth.
So you're already moving around.
But I'm a pacer.
Yeah.
So I go back and forth on the stage.
Gotcha. I was just curious because it got a little Axl Rose sway going.
Yeah. And I don't do it at home. Like, because I'm usually stationary.
Oh, that's true. When you're sitting down.
I'm sitting down, and I don't rock when I'm sitting or kind of laying. But yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if you dropped Kim Kardashian into one of our lives where she had to go grocery shopping? She had to pay real bills with not enough money. She had to, you know what I mean? Like, how would she do being a normie?
Not well, I'm going to guess. They actually did this on SNL. They did like a video of what if she switched lives with A.D. Bryant, who I think is really funny. And it was a funny take on it. But, you know, Kim Kardashian says things all the time like, oh, if I could have one thing, I would just want to be able to go to the grocery store and do my grocery shopping because I'm not able to do that now, I guess, because she would get mobbed by paparazzi.
Sure. We all got problems.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you really want to do that.
Yeah, I think she would wake up and not have glam ready to do her hair and makeup in the morning and be like, this sucks. And now I got to go to a job where I make not that much money.
Yeah.
And no one's telling me how awesome I am all day. Like, ugh.
Amy says, got a random question. What is the monitor above Rachel's head used for?
Oh, you know, it's just a mirror of this monitor that carries our wide orbit system. Wide orbit is the system that we use to, you know, do all of our commercials, all of our imaging and stuff. It basically just shows me what's up next on the show, and we know when to start and stop. And that's just a mirror of it for Dave to see and other people to see. It's also used during Cardinals games for other things, which I can't really get into because I've never used it before.
Logging commercials and things like that.
Yeah.
Are you old enough that you used carts?
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude, that was the worst. That when I was, because when I was I was brand new. So guess what my job was? My job was to, you know, like put highlights onto those carts from a reel to reel. So we would record on a reel to reel, and then you would physically edit the tape, and then you'd run it onto a cart. But then you had to bulk the carts at the end, which means you have to erase what's on there because you just reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like 8-tracks for people that don't know what they look like. They're like 8-track players with like either 30 seconds or 60 seconds worth of tape in there. And you just re-rack them over the time. You put them over a magnet. It deletes everything. And then you do it again.
Sounds awful.
It
sounds
stupid.
Impossible.
It is so stupid and dumb. And it took forever. It was such a waste of time. I got it mastered where I wouldn't actually physically cut the tape because it took so long and it was annoying. I could figure out how to play it on two different pots so that I could get them all set up and get the sound that I needed on one cart without having to physically cut things.
You didn't use them, did you?
No.
Like even in college?
No, that was before my time.
I'm old.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.